61 starters, 8 Breeders' Crown champions, second all-time in Breeders' Crown history with wins and earnings in the series, and he's got some solid chances to add to those totals this Saturday night. John Fielding joins us on Trot Radio. Welcome, John.
Great. Thank you, Norm. I'm happy to be on the show.
Looking back, before we get into all the details of this weekend, looking back, is there one Breeders' Crown race you've won that really stands out as a personal favorite?
They've all been great because I've always had a couple of partners, and they've, you know, it's always been fun with to share the joy with those partners. My very first one in 1994 was a special one. That was with Igor Seelster, and an old Ontario guy, Ted Jacobs, trained and actually drove Igor Seelster that year, 94. So that kind of stands out. Ken Workenham, when he won, was a lot of fun because my friend Ty Domi was part owner, and that was right with my longtime partner and trainer Jimmy Tactor. So that was fun. And probably the most exciting pure horse race was when, and also again partners with my friends the Victors, was when All Speed Hanover beat Sports Writer, came off the top turn of Woodbine, and that was an exciting stretch drive. So that kind of stands out as well. One of the other horses, Norm, that I have Breeders' Crown memory was All America Nadia. That I had my very first horse that I she was 50-1, and my first horse I ever owned was with John Burns training, and John's still a close friend of mine, and John trained her, and my father-in-law was part owner, and my father was part owner, so that one was very special as well.
Sure. Well, you're probably going to have a few more memories coming your way after this weekend. Let's talk about the two-year-old pacing colt division. You won this race 2 years ago with All Speed Hanover. We were just talking about that. This year, you send out Hillbilly Hanover. He's raced mostly against Pennsylvania types before stepping up to the Grand Circuit, and boy, did he step up with those final quarters, 25-1. Tell us about this colt.
Well, he's a very well-bred. I mean, he's a brother to a horse that I campaigned for a few years called Holborn Hanover, still the fastest standardbred, I believe. And so he's from a very good family, and that family doesn't usually produce two-year-olds. So he's been a bit of a surprise in the way that he's come alive late. And I expect him to actually could be a surprise. I expect him to race really well on Saturday night. I mean, he just... He might have got, when there was that little mishap in his elimination where the horse made a break in front of him, he might have, David Miller might have, you know, choked him down a little bit. And so, you know, he wasn't as, you know, close as I think he could have been.
His brother, Holborn Hanover, has a special place for folks in Ottawa, having won the Des Smith. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's pretty special to folks up here. Let's talk about some of the other ones. You've got 3 chances for a win in the 2-year-old Colton Gelding Trot. You won this in 04 with Ken Workington. We were talking about that. And trainer Jimmy Tactor, who sends out a 7-2 choice, a limb winner, Uncle Peter, 10-1 shot, Little Brown Fix, who gets John Campbell, and Appomattox from post 6. This Uncle Peter colt looks like he's got a ton of speed, but he's been lightly raced. What's the story there?
Well, he's just he's a very, very fast colt, and when you talk about pulse rates, his pulse rate is always very low after he races, so it looks like he can go forever. He's a sentimental favorite of mine, and we named him after my my late brother Peter, who passed away 10 years ago this past March of leukemia, so we named him after him. So it's a little bit sentimental with that one, but the other two, I think, have got chances as well. Appomattox is an improving colt, and Little Brown Fox was an inexpensive yearling purchase, but from a good family, and I think he's probably has got as good a chance to win as any of them does.
Well, it doesn't hurt that you've got John Campbell in the bike, the leading Breeders' Crown driver of all time, and born in London, Ontario, I might add. Can't hurt your colt's chances there.
Yeah. No, John's John's, I think, probably won more Breeders' Crowns than anybody. So
he has.
He knows how to get to the winner's circle, so it'll be an exciting race.
Moving to the 3-year-old trotting filly division, Cedar Dove. She rebounded from a break in her last mile at the Red Mile with a great 53-2 track record in her Breeders' Crown limb. Must have been relieved when you saw that.
Yeah, and as I've said along the way here, well, she's been a... not a disappointment, but she just hasn't lived up to the potential. Noel Daly thought she was a top filly right from when he broke her, and she just, you know, she's sort of been around the fringes and hasn't really put it all together, but she certainly put it together in Lexington for the filly futurity, And she did last week as well. So, again, if she behaves herself and does what she's supposed to do, I think she'll be a force to be reckoned with on Saturday.
Yes, and she gets Ron Pierce in the bike, which is always a good thing. The other division went about 2 seconds slower. Is she that much better than these fillies?
Well, I'm not saying she's better than them. She's better than them right now, I believe. Uh-huh. Just the way that she's rounded into form, and she's, as I said, she's sort of put it all together. So, there's some other top fillies in there. I think Chris Dream will be a lot better, and mm-hmm. there's some other fillies that could take a run at her.
What are your plans for her after the Breeders' Crown?
Actually, well, I was talking to Adam Jr. about it the day before yesterday, and we said, listen, why don't we just discuss it on Saturday night after she races? And so we really don't have any plans for her. She actually is in the sale at Harrisburg. She's entered in the sale at Harrisburg, but we'll have to wait and see how she does.
All right, day to day then, as they say in sports.
Right.
Last, certainly not least, the only horse that you own outright, that's All Saints Hanover, hasn't tussled with the big dogs in this division all year long, but last week he certainly showed that he belongs when he came from eighth and last all the way back at the three quarters to just miss Westward Ho Hanover. If that stretch is another, I don't know, 20 feet longer, You probably would have won. Post five draws,
second probably would
choice.
Have won, yeah. Well, he's a very, very, very fast colt, and the only reason he hasn't tussled with these guys more was that I didn't pay him into the North America Cup or the Meadowlands Pace, quite honestly, just because I didn't think he was that good. So he's been a real nice surprise. I mean, he won the Adios, just got beat a nose in the Battle of Brandywine. Mm-hmm. But I think he, again, is a now horse. I mean, Westward Ho Hanover seems to be on the improve as well. But also at Hanover, he's just a very, very fast, honest horse, and Tony O'Sullivan's done a fantastic job with him. So I think he's got a very, very good chance on Saturday.
What amazes me,
you know, he drew a good post, and he's I think he should be very tough.
What amazes me about him is just the power he's got coming home. For example, you know, sub 150 miles, and he's basically being shut down at the end. He just does it on his own.
Very fast horse, Norm. He fast horse and very honest. I mean, he's going to give it all, his all every race.
Yeah. You moved him to Tony O'Sullivan's barn after a 2-year-old campaign that, you know, was kind of so-so. Any keys to the turnaround in from 2 to 3? What happened there?
Well, I've been Nifty Norman had him before, and Nifty does a fantastic job. And just that we had him on those tight tracks, the smaller tracks, and he's not as fluid gated as you'd like him to be. So, you know, he touches his knee a little bit, or actually probably more than touches it. But so, really, the move wasn't to try to take him from Nifty. It was more trying to get him to a big track and you know, like Mohawk, and get him. You know, regated, if you will, because he was making breaks when he left there, and again, I think a lot of it was due to the track.
Yeah. Any more big stakes coming up for him this year?
He's got the Progress and the Matron after this. Okay. If we decide to go on with him, and again, we'll see how he races on Saturday night before we make any decisions for that.
He's a gelding. If all goes well, any chance we'll see him racing in the aged ranks at 4?
100%. That's
beautiful.
What I'm looking at. He'll be with me for a long time, I think. I mean, we've got his brother Alette Hanover. I own him as well, and he races sort of in the upper preferred sort of ranks on the jockey club circuit. So Alsace he'll be staying with us for a while in the age category.
Oh, that'd be fantastic, and it's good for the game too. As you know, a lot of us think that we need to have our stars stay on a little longer. So I appreciate you doing that, and we wish you nothing but good luck this weekend in the Breeders' Crown, and we thank you so much for being on Trot Radio.
Well, I appreciate your good wishes, and I'm, you know, win or lose, we have a great game here in harness racing, and I hope we have a good night on Saturday night, but more importantly, it's a great spectacle for the whole sport.
Thank you for having that state of mind. It's what we need.